What's the word? Be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Find you one more and look them in the eye. Say, neighbor, it's not me. It's grace. Give God a praise. We're getting ready to tell you in this place. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. The unmerited favor, goodwill, and goodness of God at work in all of our lives. It's called grace. Have you ever, you all have seen this and you may have taken this, that phones have an app or a setting where when you're taking a selfie or a picture, you can filter it. You can add something to it. It's meant to enhance the picture so that when you post it or send it, the picture looks better than the person. It makes you look better than you really are. May I interrupt this to you today and tell you that that's all grace does. Grace makes you and I look better than you and I actually are. Grace is why you are still standing. Grace is why you can take a licking and keep on ticking. Grace is why you have not put a bottle to your mouth or a gun to your head. Grace is why you didn't die in that situation. Grace is why he healed you and delivered you. Grace is why he saved your soul. Grace is why all of us are standing here on this 31st day of October, 2021. All of us are here today because of the grace of the Most High God. It's grace. It's grace. And here it is today. You got to stop apologizing for the grace of God at work in your life. Grace gives you the power and the strength to live, move, and do whatever it is you know. I need a witness who knows. I'm not doing this on my own strength. I would have gave up a long time ago. I would have gave up. I'd have quit. I'd have pulled up my tent. I'd have took my stuff home, and I'd have died in my sleep. But because of grace at work in my life, I'm still here. It's confusing some of you that grace is still at work in your life. And Paul gives us this today. Paul, who is talking to the church at Corinth, he's talking to these people who are fighting him, who are attacking his apostleship. I told y'all I was going to hurry, so I'm going to give it to you. But I had to give you some word today to help you have some meat on the bone. I don't want you leaving out here with a good feeling and not know with the faith that goes with your feeling. So y'all forgive me, I got to give you Bible so that you're going to know why you shouting and feel as good as you do. And the reason why you can praise him today is because of grace. Now, here's what you got to understand. You don't deserve grace. I don't deserve grace. But thanks be to God, here we are another day full of the Lord's grace. Grace. I wish somebody would shout it to heaven. Grace in my home. Grace in my family. Grace to my children. Grace to my situation. Grace. I wish I had three people who knew something about the grace of God. And when you understand and really live in the grace of God, you don't have time to hold grudges. You're not mad at nobody. You ain't got no hate in your heart because you're living in the grace of God. You lied on me, grace be unto you. You're talking about me, grace be unto you. You don't want to praise God, grace be unto you. You hate my guts, grace be unto you. The more grace you get, the more gracious you should be. And so sometimes some of us being so frustrated and so full of hell is because you ain't unlocked the door and let grace come in. Because when grace comes in your heart and you know it's grace, you're not pious, you're not uppity, you're not arrogant, you're not bigoted. You just thank God for another day. Watch this. Paul says, but by the grace of God, it's not who I am. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Who I am is a child of God. What I am is a graced child of God. Grace is at work in my life. Watch this. Here it is. Paul says, y'all been talking about me. And y'all doubting the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said, but I saw him for myself. He said, now he appeared himself. He appeared to Cephas or Peter.
He appeared to the disciples. He appeared to the 500 brethren. He appeared to James and the apostles. But Paul said, that's good, but I know for myself. I saw the Lord for myself. And he considers himself the least of the apostles, saying that he was born out of time. In other words, he was not present during the earthly ministry of Jesus, but yet he's had an experience and an encounter that lets him know that God is real, that Jesus died, but he did not stay dead. He got up on that third day morning, and now he's given me power from the Holy Ghost. I wish I had some more Pauls in here who have had an experience and have had an encounter with the Lord. You know for yourself, he's real, for I can feel him in my soul. There are some pains I may not know. There are some places I can't go, but I am sure of this one thing. God is real, for I can feel him down in my soul. Here it is. Paul says, it's not me. I know y'all see me set up churches. It's not me. I know y'all see me preaching. It's not me. I know I've written 13 books. It's not me. I know you see me heal folk. It's not me. Can I bring it to you? I know you see this job. It ain't me. I know you see this house. It ain't me. I know you see me healthy. It ain't me. I know you see me prospering. It ain't me. I wish I had some real people who understand on mine admitting today, I'm not a self-made man. I'm not a self-made woman. Whatever God blessed me, I ain't smart enough to get it. I ain't got enough money to pay for it. It's just something about the grace of God. See, that's what's wrong with church. We don't like to be honest. We don't like to tell the truth. I'm going to hurry on, but we don't like to tell the truth. Stop telling folk you did it. And give the credit where it's due. Give the glory where it's due. You ain't that smart. You ain't that clever. You ain't that brilliant. There's grace. I wish I had some unqualified people in qualified positions. I wish I had some people who don't have education, but they got position. I wish I had some people with no money, but you still prospering. I wish I had some people who got more month than you do money, but yet you ain't went hungry, you ain't went naked. I wish I had some folks who know something about the grace of God. I wish I had some folks who didn't have enough money for medicine, but he healed me. Who don't have education, but he called me. He placed me. He blessed me. And when he blessed me, he provided a way for me to take care of what he needed me to take care of. Everything I know, he taught me. Everything I have, he brought me. I wish I had some people who knew about the grace of God. And Paul wants to help us real quick, because Paul says you won't appreciate grace until you understand mercy. We all love grace, but we don't want to deal with mercy. Yeah. Mercy is that what we should be getting, but we won't get, because grace is at your work in your life. See, none of us deserve anything we have. We got the nerve and the gall to have been up in God's house an hour and 8 minutes. We ain't smiled, ain't lifted our hand, ain't said good morning. You know why? Because mercy. It's mercy at your life. Jeremiah already told us his mercies are new every morning, and that's why we're living off mercy. But you need to take some inventory sometime and think about what you do deserve. You deserve to be dead. You deserve to be condemned. You deserve to be punished. I don't deserve to read a Bible or preach his word or breathe his air, but his mercy. Paul says, it's not me. And y'all trying to attack me, but you don't know me. There's been a filter put on my picture. I'm not that cute. I'm not that relevant. But I look relevant to you because grace is at work in my life. You mad at me, and all I'm trying to do is show you Jesus. You frustrated with me, but you don't understand my relationship. I got to hook up with heaven. I ain't got to hook up with people. I ain't have to borrow nobody. I ain't have to steal from nobody. I ain't have to cut nobody's throat. All I had to do was put my life and my situation and my resources in the hands of God, and he made a way. And if you had some sense, just do like I did. Put it in God's hand. Ain't it frustrating when folk won't ever deal with God but deal with you? They'll attack you but won't attack who gave you the grace. It's a trick of the enemy to make you start thinking it's about you. But you got to learn how to glorify them when they love you and glorify them when they hate you. Glorify them when you got it. Glorify them when you're short. Glorify them when you're going out and glorify them when you're coming in. I wish I had three people who say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Paul says, I'm over my 5 minutes, I'm sorry. Paul says, not me. And I wish I had three more saints who catch in hell, because some people's, can I help somebody? What you complaining about, they wish they had. That what you complaining about, somebody is praying for. Graced people. Let me tell you something. Every child of God got it better than they think. Y'all don't like that? Because you got to stop basing your life on how much money you have, how many people around you, and how many creature comforts you have. If you belong to God, as full of hell as this world is, as dark as this world is, as messed up as this world is, if you still know how to find a verse, you ought to thank God. If you still know how to get on your knees, you ought to thank God. Grace, ladies and gentlemen, number one, protects your life. Paul said in verse 10, but is a transitional conjunction. It means that what once was is about to flip. But what you see in verse 10 is, but by the grace, I am what I am. But your question is, preacher, where's the but? The but, you got to check verse 9. And in verse 9, he says, I persecuted the church. Missed it. I persecuted the church. I fought God. I fought the move of God. You better say amen so won't nobody think it's you today. Everything God doing, you fight it. Thinking you doing right. Paul was headed on the Damascus Road thinking he was doing the right thing. But grace showed up and stopped him from destroying himself. I thought I had some people who could relate to that. That when you were in your sin, in your messed up situation, grace showed up and stopped what you thought you were headed to go do. And grace, ladies and gentlemen, don't just save you from Satan. Grace saves you from God. You missed that. You missed that. See, you know why? Because we never understand the wrath of God. And to be out of relationship with God means you and I are headed to hell. Grace don't just save you from the devil. Grace saves you from God. But grace showed up and put you and I in right relationship with God. So as long as me and God got good relationship, I ain't worried about people. I ain't worried about the devil. Because me and God right. And I want to help somebody today. Make sure you and God straight instead of all these people we running behind. Because you'll never get people to love you all the time. You'll never get people to accept you all the time. But you got a God who loves you in your mess, in your dirt, in your valley and still sent Jesus to die for you.
All right.
Paul says, I persecute the church. But grace saved me. So, but by the grace of God, I am what I am because he saved me, saved my life. He stopped it. I wish I had some people. He stopped it. He blocked it. He wouldn't let me go. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire because grace stopped me from going somewhere and doing something that I could have messed myself up with. You were mad then, but you're happy now. I wish I had some people who have bypassed bad relationships because grace showed up. You were lonely then, but thank God I learned a lesson. I'd rather be by myself than with that fool going to jail and getting in trouble. Somebody thank God for his grace. Oh, Lord. Paul says he has protected and preserved my life. My life. My life. I'm not going to hell because he saved me. If I never get another dollar, he saved me. If I never get over cancer, he saved me. If I never get anything else, he saved me. And you got to grow to a point, that's enough for you. That no matter how much hell I'm catching, hell ain't going to catch me. I wish I had a witness. I wish I had a witness. I can catch hell, but hell ain't going to catch me. He saved my life. He saved my life. And Paul does something we need to do. He admits, I was jacked up. Okay, there it is. There it is. There it is. I want y'all to think I've been preaching all my life. I want y'all to think I've always been a worshiper. I was a worshiper from the womb. See, I need about two people, I'll be three, who don't mind admitting that even though God called me, I ain't always answer. I saw the call ID and it said righteousness, holiness. I checked the call ID, change, conversion, forgiveness, love, and I said, but grace gave you time to get over your crazy self. Somebody ought to thank God he gave you some time to get over yourself so you could hear from him. I'm about to get in a world of trouble, and I thought we was going to be happy today. Because some of you older seasoned saints, you're not here because you done drank wine. You're not still here because you eat your veggies. You're not still here because you play bingo. You still hear God giving you time to, for the first time, get saved and not just join church. Because you can be thinking you're doing right by doing wrong. If you read Paul's story, Paul had to be converted. He had to be blinded by light. You missed it. For him to be blinded by light meant that he was living in darkness, but thinking he was doing right. Paul was a real good Pharisee who knew the law, but he was wrong. And church folk don't like to be wrong. So part of grace is correcting you. And you not falling out with God in the church because you got corrected. See, grace don't just make you shout. Grace make you show up and change. Grace is Bible study. Grace is Sunday school. All that is grace. It ain't just when you get extra money on your check. It's when God gives you opportunity to learn more about him, to be in his word and to be in his presence. That's grace. Because how else will you know if you're wrong unless sometimes you can be corrected? Because the problem with correction, you ready for this? The problem with correction, that we have a correction, is that it's correct. The problem most of us have a correction is, it's the truth. Let me move on. Because the problem most of us have a correction is, I might be mad, but the Lord ain't lying to me. I can't argue with the book. He saved my life by telling me I'm wrong. That's grace. Aren't you glad that God didn't leave you ignorant? That God didn't leave you jacked up? I need some like 10 plus year jacked up folk who thank God that he awakened you to a new way of living, a new way of thinking, that God showed up through his word and through his spirit and showed you all this I thought was right was wrong as two left shoes. He protected my life. That's not me, it's grace. Because I can't save my own life. You can preach all day, you can't save your own life. You can do all these good deeds, you can't save your own life. By faith, you are saved by through grace. Grace saves us. For God so loved the world that he gave, missed it. For God so loved the world that he gave. That sounds like grace to me. That sounds like some grace to me, y'all. That for God so loved the world. Now you got to accept that some world in you. That he gave his only begotten son. Here it is for you. That whosoever. Whosoever. Black, white, married, unmarried, broke, wealthy, atheist, Presbyterian, Church of God in Christ, Holiness, Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, whosoever. The one you can't stand, the one that hurts your feeling, the one that you don't like, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but pay for, earn, have. Somebody's working for something that you already have because you don't believe. You can't work for something that he gave you. You start working because he gave you. Which is my second point, is that it's not me, it's grace because he protected my life, but then grace is so good to me because I'm glad he saved me, right? I'm so happy he saved my soul. It propels my labor. It's what pushes me to work like I do for him. I'm in the text. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed, which was given unto me, was not in vain. Paul says, I made up in my mind that because I'm so grateful for his grace, it's not going to be a waste of grace. This is not going to be no empty giving of grace. I'm going to do something with what God has given me. I'm not going to sit down and be a pew member. Because when you saved, there's no such thing as a pew member. See how quiet it got right there? Just because you don't preach, sing, usher, don't mean you ain't called to do something. Oh, Lord, don't you know that you can have purpose without position? Y'all so messed up. We so messed up because we think we only have purpose if they put me in a position. You ain't never got to vote for me. I still got purpose. Because the folk that didn't vote for me didn't save me. You can't stop me from testifying. You can't stop me from glorifying. You can't stop me from telling of his goodness because I don't need a position to testify. Paul says that this is not going to be in vain. Now, for Paul to say that means he's been talking to folk who have been doing it in vain. In other words, Paul says, I don't want God regretting being good to me. The least I can do, oh, Lord, which is your reasonable service. It's the least you and I can do is to give God our best every time we have a chance to do something for the Lord. Can I ask you a question? Why we got to beg you to praise him? Why we got to beg you to show up? Why we got to beg you to preach? Why we got to beg you to pray? Why are you hiding from labor? You the one said you glad that he saved your soul. You the one took a preacher's hand. You the one got baptized. You the one showing up. You the one accepted the call. And now we got to find you to do something. It propels me. Grace, I wish I had a witness. That grace pushes me. That the moments I don't feel like it, the moments it's unpopular, the moment sometime when nobody else is here, sometime when nobody else does it, I still don't think about the goobers, I think about the grace. I don't think about the mess, I think about the grace. I don't think about the rumors, I think about the grace. That's what keeps me going. You know what I love about preaching? And preaching with grace is that you don't depend on amens to preach. You preach because you know you can't help it. I wish I had about four or five folk who got the can't help it sometime. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but it was a fire shut up in my bone. I just couldn't keep it to myself. I said I was going to be mad. I said I was going to have a pity party. I ain't going to speak to them today. I ain't going to smile at them today. I ain't going to do like I normally do. But when I got in the presence of God and I started thinking by his grace, I lifted those hands, I stood on my feet, and I still blessed his name. I wish I had a witness. I say I was pushed and propelled by grace. I'm not pushed and propelled by no check. I ain't pushed and propelled by popularity. I ain't pushed and propelled for a record deal. I'm propelled by the grace of God. So even when you love me, grace. Even when you shut down on me, grace. Even when you want to hear me, grace. Sometimes I'm here by myself. Turn with me to the book of such and such and hear from God. Don't show up. I'm going to keep preaching. Don't support. I'm going to keep preaching because this what you gave, he gave me, you didn't give it. Let me calm myself down. Let me calm myself down. I wish I had about three or four more people who are thankful for God's grace. And whether y'all support my effort or not, whether you run with me or not, I'm still going to give God the very best I got because of grace. If God can make a donkey talk, y'all know the other word for a donkey, don't you? And if God can make a donkey talk, you think I'm going to shut up? If rocks can cry out, you think I'm going to let a rock take my place? Because if I can cut up for the devil, if I didn't care about nobody looking at me when I'm drunk and high and in the club, I should not care what some deacon say, some naysayer say, some usher say, because grace and mercy kept me in the club, and it brought me out of there. So why am I ashamed now? I got all the right now to be bold. I should be courageous now because he saved my soul. How you can cut up at a park but can't cut up for Jesus? I ain't doing it. And I know some of y'all prayed for me to do it today, but I ain't gonna do it. I'm so tempted to do it, but I ain't gonna do it. But the guilty part is know who I'm talking to. We had parking lot worship. You won't even honk your horn. But parking lot party, same parking lot, same person, but now you can't say nothing. I'm going to do it. I don't care. Y'all know me. I don't want to hear you about your back. I don't want to hear you saying about your knees. I don't want to hear it in this house. I'm doing it. Yep. It's me. I can't help it. I'm me. I did try me. Get yourself up with your can't walk self. Get yourself up with your can't dance self. I don't want to hear it. Shut your mouth. You ain't had that walking in. You ain't had that sticked in. I don't want to hear it. You know why? Because you show what propels you. And the sad part about us, that a beat propels us more than a blessing. On the downbeat, I lost y'all. Boom, da, boom, da, boom, da, boom, da, boom, da. Boom, da, 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 boom. Hey, we finna go do it. Y'all knew I was gonna do it. It's like fire shut up in my bones. I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I just couldn't hold my peace. What propels you? What pushes you? It ain't that you can't be pushed. It's just that the same thing don't push you like it push others. You can praise, you just won't because you ain't got the right push. I be trying so hard. I promise y'all, I pray every day, Lord, help me to be better. But y'all be trying me. And you know what's gonna happen. It's a fire in the barrel, but it should be a fire in your soul. You ain't going to hell for having fun. But you, because you know you're going to heaven, you ought to bless his name in here too. It's not always about what you can't do. It's what you get to do. I get to glorify him. I get to bless him. I get to serve him. I get to be a part. I get to worship. Stop treating ministry like it's a chore. Our faith got to go beyond Frito pies. You got to ask yourself this question. What propels you? What pushes you? What is your motivation for labor? Paul says, I labored more abundantly than the rest of those apostles because I got more reason to. Okay. In a realistic way, some of the biggest sinners should be some of the best saints now. Because you know how far gone you were. You know how messed up you were. And every day you able to do anything for him is out of a spirit of gratitude because you know how you used to be and you know how you still may be. You know some of the stuff on your mind. Paul, take some time off. I can't. I didn't take no time off cutting up. I didn't take no time off from going against God, so I can't take time off now for serving God. Don't you have folk in your life telling you you're doing this too much church? You always got to go to the church. You always got to go to rehearsal. You always trying to be connected with the church. What kind of cult y'all got up there? What kind of mess y'all got going on up there? Y'all always church, 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 church. You learn how to balance your life. You can't always be church. You ain't had no problem when I was doing what you wanted me to do. But now I'm starting to take my attention off you and on Jesus, and you got a problem. If you can't handle me and my God, you can't handle me. Now, we can go to Dairy Queen and get the blizzard, but we go pray before I go. I'm going to take care of the Lord's business before I do that. Y'all like the blizzard, don't you? Young people, if they don't take your blizzard and turn it upside down, you ain't got a real one. Now you tell them your pastor said it. My pastor said I got to turn that blizzard upside down for it to be real. See, I give y'all that kind of stuff for free because I love you. It propels my labor. And do you know something I discovered? Serving the Lord is fun. Giving God the glory is enjoyable. I have a passion and a zeal for getting folks saved, seeing people's life change, even if it ain't me. When I see your life better, I thank God. When I see people being blessed by the ministry of God and the Holy Spirit, when I see the word work in people's life, when I see people heal from disease, I'm excited about that. I love being a part of God's church. I love it. I love it. Unapologetically, I love it. I'm excited about it. I have a zeal. I have a passion. I love it. I wish I had some witnesses here who just love the church. I love everything about the church. I love the people. Watch this, because y'all ain't going to shout off this. I don't just love the organization. I love the organism. I don't just love the institution, I love the individual. I love the people. I don't just love the position, I love the people of God. Whether they love me or not, I love them. Has anybody learned that yet? That whether you love me or not, that don't stop me from loving you. This is my heart. What you love me for? Because I want to. Crazy self. I love you, you idiot. I love you, fool. I love you. Don't grouch yourself. Oh, you're having one today, ain't you? Oh, you on one today. You got your hair pulled back. Oh, you on one today. You ain't matching. Oh, it's one of them days, but I love you anyway. When you learn, love people, you learn people. And I ain't got to quit church and ministry because you having a bad day. I'll just talk to you tomorrow. I ain't running behind you. I ain't running. What's wrong? You cutting up? I'll see you tomorrow. I try tomorrow. Tomorrow, hey, how you doing? Fine. I'll try you again the next day. Because what you don't like, we need each other. We got to work with each other. And I'm gonna push you in a position to either get right or get gone. Because I'm going to love the hate out of you. I'm going to love the hell out of you. See, you want to keep the silent treatment going. We're not speaking. Let me show up and preach and don't talk to the people. Now, see, it's funny. Because y'all expect your pastor, the type of guy I've always been before and during and since pastoring, to talk to you. What's up, sweetie? What's up, my man? How you doing? Well, it's okay for y'all. Now, let me act like some of us. Oh, I guess he in his feelings. I held y'all too long. But watch this. Do you know, transparent moment. There are moments I'm moody. I ain't got struck down yet for telling the truth. You think I feel like fooling with folk all the time? But when grace show up, it could have been you, man. Could have been you. They need you. They need to hear your voice sometime. They just need to know you care. And you can't get so caught up in yourself. Somebody depends upon your presence. Somebody depends upon your testimony. Somebody depends upon your faithfulness. And you can't, if you really care about grace, you just can't be selfish. If we all made a decision to play ball and me play ball and you bring the ball, don't just take your ball home. And some of us know that I got the ball, so I control the game. You ain't the only one with the ball. And you're going to get mad when we find somebody else with a basketball. Or we might just change sports all the way around, start playing football. Learn how to let grace. Paul tells us this in Romans, that those who receive grace ought to be the most gracious. If God has been tolerant with us, why can't we be tolerant with each other? You know me. Yeah, that's the problem. Now, you know what's funny? I done gave that word from God. Half of y'all think I'm throwing off. A third think that ain't me. And somebody go question me this week. What about when? But when you accept grace, when you know it's grace, it's not hard to love people. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever had unlovable moments for yourself? Well, you know for yourself you're hard to love and deal with. So how can you not deal with folk? You ain't got but three more folk left on your Rolodex. But you can't stand nobody. His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. I labored, I worked hard, I served diligently, and I'm propelled by grace. People looking at me wondering why am I, Paul says, they're wondering why I'm setting up churches and writing letters and doing all this. He says, it's not because of the people. It's because of grace.
Here's what I found.
Okay, thank you. That's right, y'all don't say nothing back. Google say something back to me. Grace. I ain't need members no more. I got Google. Grace. Tell me God won't make a way where there is no way. Don't talk to me. This lady here will talk to me. I found what you're looking for. I wasn't even looking for nothing, but she had it ready just in case I was. Grace. I know. Propels my labor. And then lastly, it's not me, it's grace, because it points me to my Lord. Yeah. Everything about my life should point people to my Lord. Y'all missed it? Not the Lord. All of my life, the good and the bad, ought to point people to the Lord. I should never rob him of glory, because God is so gracious that he'll let you keep the blessing if you just give him all the glory. So Paul says in a confident way that what I've been working has produced results. It's working. Y'all don't want to talk about this. Y'all don't want to talk about it, because there are moments in your life that what God does in you works. Some of y'all ain't struggling like you got folks to think. You just cheap and tight, but you ain't really broke. And you were taught, don't let folk know all you got, right? Y'all ain't tore down and broke. Some of us having some rough moments, but all of us ain't having rough moments. Preacher. That's right. Some of this stuff in your, everything in your life isn't bad. That's right. I need to tell my church that sometime. Everything in your life ain't bad. Some good has come from your life. Some good has come from your labor. Lives have been changed because you still living. Souls been saved because of your stewardship. And you ought to give God praise for that. That somebody's life has been affected because you labor for the Lord. Paul says, though, he says, not yet, not I, but the grace of God, which is at work with me. Lord have mercy. So even though people keep seeing me, I'm going to show them the Lord. Okay. So I'm putting all this on Facebook and posting all these pictures, but I never told the Lord, thank you. The people were impressed, but God was not glorified. You showed them what you can do for yourself, but you never said it was God doing it. Look what Paul says. Yet not I, that even the great results, these churches I've set up, these epistles I've written, the healings that come about, the power of the preaching, it's not me. Not me. It's the grace of God working alongside me. I'm not using grace. Grace is using me. Grace don't need me. I need grace. Grace don't need you. Gracie might need you, but grace don't need you.
I had to get across. You just sitting there like that.
Grace doesn't need us. We need grace. It's not I, but the grace of God working along with me. So when you see me, you won't get to see me and not see the Lord. If you celebrate me, you won't just get to see me celebrate. You're going to see me celebrate the Lord. When you see me blessed, you won't just see me. You'll see me blessing the Lord. I wish I had about three people. When you see me giving glory and celebrating and smiling, the smile ain't just from what you do for me. The smile is what I get to do for the Lord. It's not me. It's grace. And that same grace is available now to help you live, to help you function, to help you prosper. Grace shows up when you least expect it. I need about four people who know what I'm talking about here. When you don't feel like going on, I give up on life. I give up on people. My heart is too broken. My spirit is contrite. No more preaching. No more Bible study. No more church. No more praying. Put the Bible down. Grace show up. And grace tells you my grace is sufficient. Paul didn't learn about all grace just when the good times. Paul asked God, take this thorn from me 3 times. And the Lord said, no, because it's the most stuff about grace. You learned about my saving grace. You learned about my sanctifying grace. But now you got to learn about my sustaining grace, that I'm able to sustain you and to keep you in perfect peace and to minister to you and to hold your heart and to hold your mouth. Thank God for his grace that covers my life. Anybody can shout off saving grace. Anybody can shout off sanctifying grace where he's working through you and blessing the body of Christ. But I need about 5 people who's going through a storm, who's in a difficult season, and you're still living, you're still ticking, you're still walking, you're still praising. It's because of sustaining grace. You ain't lost your mind. You haven't pulled the trigger because of grace. Grace tells you you are the righteousness of God. Grace tells you don't give up on me yet. I've got something in store. Grace tells you all things work together for good of them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Grace tells you that greater is he that's in you, he that's in the world. Grace tells you when you're fighting attacks, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. The weapons, grace will let the weapons be formed, but grace won't let the weapons prosper. They done set you up, tore you down, and tried to expose you. And they came the next day to see the wreckage. I don't know who this is for. They coming, people are showing up to see if the buzzers are swarming yet. To pick at your flesh because they done gave you so much hell. They tried to make your life a living hell. They've sent so many attacks and adversity. They've been sending all this stuff, and they keep showing up to see or the buzz are circling. And they get so arrogant, they show up to the scene of the crime to see their work. And when they see you, they see you still. They see you not only as you were, but they see you at a new place where you're praising at a higher level. You're praying at a higher level because grace has propelled you to take your life to the next level. Grace doesn't always feel good, but grace makes you good. I know something about God's grace. All for Jesus to you now. Grace gave you and I this moment. Grace gave you and I this moment. This whole day has just been filled with grace. And I thank God for confirmation because they sang Amazing Grace. God graces us to be on one accord. That's grace. Grace. Now let's sing it again, Mr. Holmes. Sister Gay. Let's sing Amazing Grace now like we know. Like we know what it is. Like you know grace is at work in your life. Is not the grace of God amazing? That's able to cover your finances, able to cover your mind, able to help you with your emotions, able to help you with people. Grace covers everything. Grace. We'll sing it from our spirit with our hands lifted with praise and glory because we're receiving grace and then we're being equipped to give grace. Stop beating people down. Stop tearing people up because grace is keeping you together and you and I are called to keep other folks together. Thank you, Lord. All for Jesus to you as we sing this song together. Baptism, letter, Christian experience, rededication. It's grace today. Grace will give you consequences, but grace won't give you condemnation. Grace blocked it. Grace stopped it. grace gave you and I this day. Come on, sing it, sing it. How sweet. Won't you come today? Yes, Lord. Come on, worship him. That saved who? Can you think about how you were? Think about how far gone you were? And he saved you. You're not perfect, but you're saved. Here's your testimony. How once? Yes, Lord. But thank God he found me. Oh, God. I was once blind. But now, I can see. Come on, say that one more time. Amazing grace. Yeah. How sweet. Thank you, Lord. That saved. Grace that taught my heart. That taught my heart. And grace. My fears relieved. Yes, Lord, how precious. That grace up here. That very hour that I first believed. Some of the old hymns we still need now, y'all. Now come on together. Let's praise God. Come on, like you know grace is at work. Because I got grace, praise him. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, give Lord a grace praise. Praising God for his grace. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen.
I'm gonna tell you the truth today. If you never hear anything else, I tell you, grace has